It would be tempting to say the seed for the film was planted when Bill Grosvenor leaped from his P-47 fighter 600 feet above occupied Belgium in 1943. Over the next 7 months, the American pilot was shuttled from place to place by Belgian resistance fighters until he was caught and sent to a Gestapo prison. But to hear his son David Grosvenor tell it, the project really germinated in a truck heading down a dusty Texas highway years later.
And I had the cassette in the dash and was listening to Dad talk and was just staggered by what I was hearing. I had to pull off the road.
Grosvenor says growing up, when his father talked about his service in World War II, it was in a terse, understated style. So when he heard the stories his father spoke into a cassette recorder at the urging of a friend, Grosvenor knew he had to make the film. Trouble was, he and the production crew he assembled had never tackled anything like it. And then there was his father, who Grosvenor says wasn't interested and whose health wasn't good.
He was 81 years old. My older brother actually was worried that it might be risky for him to go back to Brussels.
But Grosvenor says once his father was on the plane and for the entire trip, he was engaged and energized. Grosvenor adds his father was able to confront past ghosts. Grosvenor and his crew spent years on the project, piecing clues together as to the identity of the resistance fighters.
We were so naive about what we were getting into that we thought maybe we can locate their children.
Instead, they found the resistance fighters themselves. As cathartic as the film was for his father, it also deeply touched the Belgian people. The Crown Prince attended the world premiere in Brussels, and Grosvenor and several of his crew were knighted. Last Best Hope, a true story of escape, evasion, and remembrance, will be shown in Scheibel Auditorium tonight at 7, followed by a discussion with David Grosvenor. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.